You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Oilfield services giant Halliburton reports it made $227 million during the second quarter ending June 30th. The Houston-based company expects its rebound from the global energy market downturn to continue. During a conference call this week, Halliburton CEO Jeff Miller said demand for oil and natural gas is surpassing pre-pandemic levels.
We believe that we are in the early innings of a multi-year upcycle. For the first time in 7 years, we anticipate simultaneous growth in international and North America markets.
Halliburton laid off thousands of workers and cut nearly $1 billion in expenses last year following the collapse in energy market prices and demand for drilling services. The growing number of COVID-19 patients in the U.S. are, for the most part, unvaccinated, and a similar trend is playing out in Texas. Dr. Peter Hotez is with the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston and is a leading vaccine expert in the state. He says it's heartbreaking the vast majority of hospitalizations are tied to people who did not get their shots.
What you're basically saying, except for the children who are not eligible, everyone who's now being hospitalized for COVID-19 is there by choice, is there because they chose not to get vaccinated or for some reason they didn't have access to getting vaccinated.
More than 3,000 Texans are hospitalized for COVID-19. The number of patients has nearly doubled since July 1st. COVID rates are also on the rise in Northwest Louisiana. According to the Louisiana Department of Health, every Northwest Louisiana parish has had double-digit percentage COVID case increases for the two-week period ending on Sunday. And despite efforts to get more people vaccinated, Louisiana is among the states with low vaccination participation, prompting officials to consider reinstating mitigation measures. The Caddo Parish Commission is considering a proposed ordinance mandating masks or facial coverings in certain establishments and public places. During its last meeting, there was disagreement among commissioners on a mask mandate. Commissioner Todd Hopkins of District 1, a survivor of COVID-19 who spent 18 days on a ventilator, had this to say.
And I don't have a problem with anybody that wants to wear a mask. Don't have a problem with anybody that gets vaccinated. That's their choice, and that's where I believe it should be left. I'm just not for mandating, telling people they have to wear it, and then finding them. I don't think it's the government's job, so I don't support this ordinance at this time.
Among those who spoke in favor of the mask mandate was Commissioner Stormy Gage Watts of District 7, who explained how others' failure to wear masks affected her family.
We know that over 500,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19, one of which was my brother, who lost his life and who did practice every safety protocols, but those around him didn't. So everyone doesn't get a second chance and say that they survived the ventilator. There are a lot of survivors who are left here, which survivor remorse, I should say.
The Caddo Commission voted 6-5 in favor of advancing the mask mandate emergency ordinance, which will be on the agenda for their meeting today. This is Red River Radio.